Even if you know, whatever knowledge you might have, who has given that knowledge is a human being. Our existence is manifestation of the divine existence. Our knowledge is the manifestation of the divine knowledge. And our ananda is a manifestation of the divine knowledge. Whatever exists is only one, sat, chit, and ananda. This is the truth. So, if anybody thinks unnecessarily that I have knowledge and cuts himself off from God, he will be like a small pool. So long as it is connected with the river, it will be full of water. The moment it is cut off, within a few days, it becomes completely dry. So that is the important thing for us. We don't know that it is, I am alive because of God. This was the greatest lesson Totapuri has learned. Totapuri was a jiva, like what? Any one of us. And he renounced the world. We don't know his origins. His parents must have been Punjabi. In Punjab, the sadhu tradition is very strong. Wherever there are people who respect sadhus and who serve sadhus, feed sadhus, their sadhus will be very happy to stay. They don't stay in South India. Because South India, they don't look after the sadhus. So they think that sadhus live on the earth. Pauhari Baba. Every sadhu is a Pauhari Baba. That is why there are very few sadhus. To go to North India, Rishikesh, Uttarkashi, and Haridwar, hundreds of ashramas. I am not telling you which one is a great sadhu, but at least the tradition is. Why? Because they are assured. That is, they won't starve and die. They will get something. So this Totapuri, we don't know whether he voluntarily became a monk or some their parents might have offered him to some guru. Whatever it is, he was a great. So his guru was belonging to the Shankaracharya Sampradaya, Dakshinami Sampradaya. That is how we are all Dakshinami Sampradaya. Puri. Right. So he went on becoming perfect until he could merge his mind in God. When that he reached that state, by Divine Mother's will, he happened to come to Dakshinashtra. Even then he did not know that he did not come by his own will. He thought that he had come. I decided to come. So that's why when he saw Sri Ramakrishna, he recognized, he was a great soul, he recognized, here is a man fit to be a sannyasi. Sri Ramakrishna was not thinking what to do, what not to do. He left a good thing to be divine. So Totapuri, you know, no interruptions. So, you are fit for sannyasa. I am staying here for 3 days. Will you take sannyasa from me or not? Ramakrishna said, I don't know anything about sannyasa. My mother knows. So, Totapuri did not know anything that Sri Ramakrishna had two mothers. One is who gave birth, biological mother. Another is the divine mother, whom God is called mother. So, you go and ask. Then Totapuri's words to Sri Ramakrishna's state, he was going to temple. Totapuri saw and smiled in derision. He started smirking. Good man, but he suffers a little bit of delusion. All these temples, all those things. He did not understand that he is nothing. It is the Divine Mother's existence, it is the Divine Mother's knowledge, it is the Divine Mother's ananda, and that because of her grace, it was more manifest in him than in others. So he said, by the time I finish with him, I will help him get rid of his delusion. Now, who was deluded? Only we know later on. So Sri Ramakrishna went and asked him. So this man comes here. He is telling me that, would you like to take sannyas? what should I do, mother? You know, mother's answer. He said, it is for this purpose only I have brought him. If this man did not know that he did not come, his ear was caught by the divine mother and she pulled him. He said, Ramakrishna Dharma said, mother gave me permission, give sannyas. So within 3 days, he was initiated with all the traditional rites, everything. Then he told him, Mahavakya. Aham Brahmasmi is our Mahavakya. So there is 4 Mahavakyas. Ayam Atma Brahma, Prajnanam Brahma, Tatvamasi, Aham Brahma. Each belong to one Veda. There are so many Mahavakyas, but we have chosen one, tradition. And we belong to this Sampradaya. Sringeri Mata. Aham Brahmasmi is your Veda. So, then Tathapati told, this is the way you have to meditate. We know this story. I can't remove my idea of Divine Mother. Divine Mother means, according to Tathapati, bhakti. So, you have to remove your divine. Who says so? You can't do that. All other thoughts I can remove. Not my Divine Mother. Then, Tathapati brought one broken piece of, cloth and then put it in the priest of the ear and then suddenly, Ramakrishna was able to concentrate. Then the Divine Mother's thought came, he cut it into half. That means it became thoughtless. When there is no thought, there will be no mind. When there is no mind, who is to say this is me and this is you? This is called Jiva Brahma Ekatva. And he merged it samadhi. So Tathapati could not believe his eyes. 40 years I studied and attained to it. And this man, just I told him, and immediately he went into samadhi. Because there are certain characteristics. Whether a man had become dramatic, whether a man had become unconscious, sleeping, deep sleep, or really entered into samadhi. There are certain characteristics. We don't understand those characteristics. Thakur was an expert in it. Looking at a person, he could tell what his samskaras are. Like a chemist can analyze, a geneticist can completely analyze our genes. This is going to be future science. If you pay, I think, around $1,000, they will analyze all your genes and tell you what diseases you have. What diseases you are likely to have, whether you are likely to become mentally sick. That is raising a lot of problems. So here is a 20 years young man. His genetic information is given to his doctor. And this complete genetic information says that this person might become homicidal. So if that is the case, whether the company is willing to employ such a person, is it ethical? But science cannot be stopped. Scientific knowledge will work. If you don't do it, China will do. Korea will do. So that is the biggest problem, Emma. We can control because we are democratic. Who is going to control China? And then they can find out such a technique whereby they can release some germ. They can go and infect. Change, alter the mind's behavior. I'm not talking about physical being, mind's behavior. It is unthinkable. It is worse than nuclear bomb. But in history, there are examples where plague broke out in Europe. Nearly 3/4 of the population, several millions have been wiped off within the span of 2 or 3 years. Now, how do we know some of these companies are not developing secretly some deadly virus which they want to take protection? But of course, everything has got a problem. So the virus doesn't know who is its father and mother. If China releases it in India, then from India next day they will also get it. So, but they are trying to develop all this. So what is the problem here? ethical issues, so many ethical issues, don't know what is happening. It is, anyway, what is the point we are discussing here? That this Todapuri, he thought that by his own efforts he has attained. It took him 11 months to stay with Sri Ramakrishna and then to understand that the body doesn't belong to him. The mind doesn't belong to him. Spiritual progress doesn't belong to him. The mother is being, got a computer program. So one computer you program for this, another computer you program. We are all computers. The Divine Mother is the programmer. She is programmed. I will put 4 day tendencies in this person. Let him run after these two, three rings. Like that. This person, I will put spiritual tendencies. Karekauma, Brahma Puro, Karekuroma, Pothopandu. After 11 months, he wanted to commit suicide. He has no right to commit suicide. If you are living in a rented house, you have no right to sell it. You have no right to spoil it. You have to return it exactly as it has been given to you. It is only given for your use, not for misuse. Todapuri did not understand that. Such a Brahmagnani could not understand.
What was the name of the Brahmagnani?
Mahamani. But for Thakur, from the beginning he adopted the method, Ma, I am a foolish child, I don't know anything. You are my mother, I depend upon you. So that's why once he made a beautiful statement. If anybody calls Mahamaya as a mother, immediately she feels ashamed. See, Mahamaya only comes in the form of temptation. Which mother is going to tempt a child? A mother doesn't want to, she might tempt everybody else, but not her children. So that's why Sri Ramakrishna said, you are my mother, I am your child. And he meant it. We also meant it. One is spoiled children. We don't want to listen to her. So you only make something bad. That's why she will also be nice and rose. So, after 11 months, we know that he wanted to commit suicide. He had no right to commit suicide because the body doesn't belong to him. The mind also doesn't belong. Then he understood by her grace that this kama, krodha, etc., those thoughts now arose in his mind. He thought, all by myself, I conquered that. Ramakrishna's life also is a glaring, glorious example. Once, he was telling, for whatever reason, once I thought I conquered lust. 2-3 days after, I was moving in the Panchavati area. And suddenly, such a powerful feeling of lust had taken place. He was telling, what is this? I have experienced Nirvikalpa Samadhi. I have realized mother in every aspect. And this, like, worse than an ordinary person. Then he understood. Oh, 3 days before, I was thinking, I conquered. So immediately, mother, yes, please pardon me. I will never ever think like that. If this continues, I will cut my throat. So, by mother's grace, so, is it possible for a realized soul to think that I did the world? Not possible. Then why did that feeling come? You know, there's so many psychological implications. He was a person, after 12 years, he realized everything. Nirvikalpa Samadhi. For such a person, to feel that I don't have kama bhava, why should a person think like that? And then, when the feeling comes, that is the first point. Second point is, when the feeling intensified, Brahmagnani is no Brahmagnani. Brahmagnani did not have any control. Then, you know, he passed away, what is called village patwa, we call it. We don't print it, unprinted. I had seen in that state a 90 years old woman. I would have thrown her on the ground, fell upon her. You know, we get to news, some old woman is raped. So we wonder how is it possible. See, when that feeling comes, man is no man. He becomes so anxious. Rakshas is completely is out when a man.
Somebody can I reduce the fan speed?
Yes.
Bada dosa no lila. Opposite. No,
So, the karma, rodha, lobha, their feelings created by the Divine Mother. Because Thakur was asked, why did your mother create karma, rodha, lobha? The other day, if it is not there, who is a saint and who is a worldly person? I can go talk about it. Only if it is Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra, then who know who is Pandava and who is Kaurava. Without this feeling, who is a saint? So, this is the only a person, and he also suffers from it, but through it. Sadhana, they subdued it, and turned it into friend. Spiritual feeling. A demonic feeling is turned into a spiritual feeling. That is what in Bengali, you say, Atmendriya Priti Icha, Pali Nam Kam. Krishnendriya Priti Icha, Bore Prem Nam. So, you call it Kama, you call it Prema, it's one and the same things. What is the difference? Object. It is a worldly object. Either to see, energy is needed, either to go down or to go up. What is the difference? Do you want to go up or do you want to go down? You think that it is going down is very easy. It is not very easy. This is a great lesson I have learned. And there was a Chirapundi, there was an Adam. So, after few minutes, oh, I am going down. Yavadu Parishrama illa. After few minutes, it's to control, you know, it's filling us. Then this portion turns on like that, it is shaking. It is stupid, we don't care. But to go on for 2 miles, after, you know, because going down, you can't control. You have to control it. Otherwise, you will fall down. So, mother created all these feelings for positive purpose and negative purpose. We have to understand. It is the karma which propagates Srishti. Everybody is Paramahamsa. There will be no creation. Can you understand? Everybody is like Holy Mother and Sri Ramakrishna. Do you want to live like ordinary husband and wife? No. Both of them said no. If every couple is like that, there will be no couple at all.
Yes.
There will be no creation. So creation is necessary. This Srishti, Sthiti, Vaya will go on and on. So Totapuri did not understand. Nothing belongs to me. This is what we have been talking about. Prakruti does it say. Prakrutehi kriyamanani gunani sarvasha. Karmani sarvasha. Ahankara vimodatma. I am doing it. He says, who is doing it? Who the hell are you? Where from did you come? You don't exist at all. You have no existence at all. A reflection has no existence. That's a very interesting point. We won't go into it. And yet it is the reflection which is the cause of our sadhana, our bondage both. Chidabhasa. We call it Chidabhasa. Because Atman never falls into bondage. It is only Chidabhasa which mind also doesn't fall into bondage. Because mind is inert. Like a lump of clay. You ask the cut, are you in bondage? Do you understand you are in bondage? What will it look like? Doesn't even know you are talking to. So, Thakur had completely surrendered himself from the very given. Therefore, the Divine Mother acted like a mother, Vidyama. And whatever was Mr. Vyar talking. So, yoga kshema, tyajati. He who gives up yoga and kshema, we will discuss it. So, for such a person, then I need to look after myself. That is what is necessary for my progress, I need it. That is called yoga. Not the other yoga. Kshema means whatever is I have acquired must be protected. But Narada says give it up. Then who is going to bring a divine mother image? A baby never thinks. Where from I am going to get tomorrow breakfast? The mother will arrange everything. But we have to be like that children. There are children, there are spoiled children. So, this wonderful story says, his complete, Thakur's life is a complete illustration of Bhagavad Gita. If we understand it properly, we will understand Thakur better, we will understand Gita also better. If we don't understand it, neither Gita is understood nor Thakur is understood. Anyway, so that nothing belongs to us. It is a fact. When we die, this body goes to Kailash. The mind also goes into its Kailash. Mind also is made up of what? Five elements. So only they are called Sukshma Panchabhutas, not Sthula Panchabhutas. So whatever is a combination, they will go into their respective these things. So Totapuri took 11 months to realize it, and he had to suffer. Swami Vivekananda had to suffer. And in the end, both of them, they understood. So what is the understanding? Sharanagati, Sharanagati, Sharanagati. Once they did that, their realization was full. That come. Om Janam Sharadam Devi Ramakrishnam Jagat Guru Pada Padme Tayo Sikha Pranamami Gaboh. So the answer is being discussed by us to a question by Narada. Kah Tarati Maya? Who crosses this divine Maya? Twice, Kah Tarati Maya? Kah Tarati Maya? Who crosses this Maya? Who crosses this Maya? Then he is giving the explanations. That's what we are seeing. So many things we have seen. So, the last victory, what was that one? Seven. Yo vivikta sthanam saivate. He who loves solitary places. A place where there is no chance for worldly desires to crop up in the mind. Worldly desires. Because if there are worldly objects, worldly desires, there is a law. Out of sight, out of mind. So if we see, it will remind us. And if we don't see, after some time, slowly. That's why you know how much we love our child. A mother loves her child, they love her child. It will be child like. How long do you think she will remember him? Out of time. So slowly, 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 it may take 6 months, it may take one year. Some cremation. So one of the greatest saga. So he has reached that to go forward. Beautiful one. So he was also a kind of poet. Beautiful poems, as he said. You know that Arupa Shayari, Leela Dhanari, all these marvelous bhajans he has written. So he is writing. Sri Ramakrishna Leela, like that. So here is a mother. She had only son. And she is pouring her love only upon that child. So like that, time passed. Without the child, she will simply die. Suddenly, the child dies. Who can imagine that mother's grief? So she is grieving. But you know, after 6 months, slowly, out of sight, out of mind, slowly it becomes less and less and less. And then she becomes pregnant again. She gives birth to another child. Now the first child is totally forgotten. All the affection now turns to the second child. Now, Premeshananji is putting this mashala. That first child was resolved in a neighboring house.
Yes.
Neighboring house. Now, you know, these children, they come and play and all that. So one day the mother was preparing some nice sweets for her children. A neighboring child got the smell. Their power of smell is very great. So he understood. Immediately he comes running. Now what is the mother doing? He's trying her the very best to throw that fellow out so that the sweets will be done only to her present child. Not knowing it was her first child who is trying to come. What a Mahamaya. You know, our neighbors or whatever it is, we don't know who they are. In our past life, they may be very close people. It could be mother, father, daughter, son. We don't know about Purvajanma. Dress changed and nobody can recognize. His dress changed, nobody can recognize. They also can't recognize and we also can't recognize. So like that. That's why I told you Ramana Maharshi's story. Two mothers in a village. Both of them very good friends. Both of them got married. Both of them gave birth to this one son in the hospital. So after a few days, they were discharged. They came with their children. And after that, quarrel developed. Neighbors. You don't quarrel with long distance people. Only the neighbors, only the object of quarrel. Then, 20 years passed. This lady cannot look upon the other lady and whatever belongs to that lady, including her son also. After 20 years, these two ladies receive a news. It was a great mistake. Your son belongs to the neighbor. Neighbor's son belongs to you. Now what to do? Because now that is the truth. So now again they have become close friends. Now they are loving each other. Because we have 20 years attachment. Now they can't simply say, you are not my son. So there also that is the deal. Both of them became friends. So like that, if only we knew, we are each other so close, we are the same, our mother and father is Thakur and Ma, then we will not quarrel with anybody. But unfortunately, the mother doesn't give us that knowledge. We Paramashatru. That's why we say, fellow who is 5,000 miles away, we can love. But the person who is next to impossible to love. Whatever reasons. Okay. So, here, Vivikta Sthana means, we discussed. What is it? That place which is likely to make us remember God, that is called Vivikta Sthana. That place where our near and close relatives become very, very troublesome, that is Vivikta Sthana. Sri Ramakrishna used the word Nirjana Sthana. Nirjana, Jana. Jana means speak. I can't depend upon anybody. Mother, father, what can they do when I'm going to die? Who can save me? Only God can save me. Nobody can save me. So that is called Vivikta Sthana. But the real meaning is that place which will remind us of God. So it could be Smashana. Even you send one Nastika at midnight to Smashana. He has been an astika for some time. Beautiful. That is why tantrics they do shavasadhana. Do you know about shavasadhana? You know shavasadhana? Shava means corpse. Tantrics, they go and then find out. Previously, you know, people use dead people. If they are poor people, they'll be thrown in this mashal. The animals eat and all that. So they have to go and sit on one. Then suddenly the shava opens the mouth. Food, I am hungry. Otherwise I will eat you up. Then they will keep some mantra puta, like marmara than puffed rice, etc. Koi. And then when it opens, you do some mantras and put it there. Time being, this is called shavasana. This is Shava. Early morning, opens his mouth. Come on. Bed coffee. Then breakfast. Then lunch. Then snakes.
This is snakes.
Snacks. So like that, whole day, this shava is, but we have to do shava sadhana, because this is the only instrument. You want to go to Devastana, you want to do japa, you want to meet sadhu, satsanga, this is the only instrument. Mind may be having many desires. Physically, there must be shavas. So like that, you know, a fellow loves chicken. He says, this word love, you know, very wonderful word. A young man meets a young woman, I love you. This young man meets a chicken and says, I love you. What does he mean, I love you? He cannot bear any separation between you and me. Love means uni. So, Sri Ramakrishna is the greatest example for this. We are all coming from God. We don't know who we are. If we only knew that we are all divine mother. That's why mantra vidya. After that, everybody becomes Guru Bhai, Guru Bhai. Mother takes diksha, she becomes Guru Bhagini. Child takes mantra, he becomes Guru Bhai. Like that is that idea has to go. So this is what he is telling, that attitude, if it can come into us, this body is meant for our progress in spiritual. Dharma and yoga, both. Yoga, loka bandham, unmolayati. Unmola means uproot. What is it? Loka bandham. Any type of worldly attachment. Attachment means what? Something belongs to me. Detachment means what? Everything belongs to God. Trust issue. That's what Sri Ramakrishna told to Mathur Babu. Don't think it is you are rich man. His mother has given it to you as a trustee on behalf of the mother being. We should develop that attitude. Nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to you. So loka bandham. You have to uproot. Slowly, I will just cut a little bit. By next morning, the new leaves will be coming. It's not going to help. Yo mistray gunyo bhavati. We should go beyond the effects of three gunas. But you cannot give up three gunas. Because body is made up of three gunas. Mind also is made up of three gunas. So when the body becomes made up of three gunas, which guna is more strong? That is why these gunas, according to karma, manifest in the form of certain diseases. Say, for example, here is a person who has got low thyroid. He has no enthusiasm. He can't get up from bed. Other people, hey, you are illegitimate. Previously, they used to call you a terribly lazy fellow. He is not lazy. He wants to get up. His body is not allowing him to get up. Like you have fever. You want to do so many things. You are anxious to do so many things. But you can't do it because the fever is not allowing you. So this disease is another thing. He is hyperthyroid. Every time, like chitting like that, he has to get up. And do this, do that. You can see people like restless. So why? That is the effect of Rajoguna. But previous life, if that fellow had developed this Rajoguna, it becomes hyperthyroid. This is the relationship between previous karma and then what? Then there is sattva. A person, if he has got sattva, he talks very calmly. He talks only good things, spiritual things, and he never criticizes anybody, and he never finds fault with anybody. Even if other people find fault with him, he will say, yes, you are right. So this is sattva guna. So the body also is made like some people's body, you observe the body shakti. Say in family, you will see some people always on the jumping up and down. Some people always lying down. Some people, just, you know, very active and all those things. So all sorts of things you will find. Why? Because of gunas. So gunas control karma. Karma gives karma phala. Karma phala manifests in the form of our body formation. that is why Sri Ramakrishna and his studies, this person will progress in life, this person will not progress in life. This is good. So we have to go beyond the three gunas. Sri Ramakrishna illustrated this through the story of three robbers. Remember, three, or sattva guna is also a robber. So how can it be a robber? A robber because it will give you so much happiness. But that very happiness will not allow you to move forward. It is very nice. But there is something very, very, even much better, a little bit distant. No. Why do you want? Here you are very happy. Why do you want to go there? So that is right. According to Gaudapada, there are four obstructions to realization. First, laya. Laya means sleep. Any spiritual subject, he goes to sleep. Any spiritual reading, he goes to sleep. But you talk about worldly something, he comes out alive. So this is called laya. No, he is not really tamasic fellow. He is tamasic only with regard to this. The first is laya. Second is called vikshepa. Mind, it is not sleeping, but the mind is running here and there. Somehow if he overcomes it, then it is called kashaya. Hey, what is this? People talk nonsense about God. Has anybody seen God? And if there had been a God, why the world is in this condition? Like that, doubts will be raised. This is called kashaya. Kashaya means bitter concoction. Somehow, if a person overcomes these laya, vikshepa and kashaya, then great ananda comes. According to Gaudapada, that is the strongest obstacle. Because you get this much of happiness, not knowing there is so much of happiness, if you give this up and go forward, you will get so much of happiness. But this happiness, you know the nature of happiness, will not allow us. I'm getting so much happiness. Why should I go for it? But a sannyasi has to give up even that one. Spiritual aspect has to give up that one. Then yoga kshemam yajate. Completely he should give up. Sri Ramakrishna's life, the graphic example of this. What is yoga? One meaning of yoga is that you think of God and become united with God. This is called yoga. But here, that is not the meaning. Here, yoga means whatever is necessary for spiritual progress, we have to acquire. It could be a book, it could be satsanga, it could be favorable environment, all these things. And then, we acquire it somehow by God's grace. But they have to be protected. If we don't protect them, then they will go. Again, we have to struggle for that. So for that, we have yoga, kshema, very important. That is self-effort. But an advanced sadhaka should give up self-effort. Oh Lord, I depend upon you. Mask, your will, let thy will be done. Sri Ramakrishna, I want to come to you, mother. This is my wish. Now you do what you want. Everything has come. Gurus have come. Guidance has come. Then books have come. Even one day he expressed, I want to sit in a solitude where nobody can see me sitting. And then next morning, he told this to the gardener. Next morning, a rope, then a bamboo poles, and one sickle also. Everything has come. So the gardener came joyfully. All implements you wanted me to make have come. Now I will. He made one fence and then planted tulasi. Within 3-4 months, like forest they have grown, 7-8 feet. Anybody who enters into it and sits there from outside, nobody can see here is a man. So this also has some wrong consequence also. This Panchavati area, there were some bushes like that. One day, there are Krishna totally disappeared. People saw him going towards Panchavati. So after that he was not. They searched here and there and here and there everywhere. They thought, well, he had fallen into the Ganga. like that, they were apprehensive. They were very sad, searching. Where could he go? Where did he go? He was there only. But what happened? He fell into ecstasy, fell down somewhere where he can't be seen. So one man, he was grazing cows. So one cow strayed himself, where Sri Ramakrishna was. So this fellow could see the cow. He went there. There he found Sri Ramakrishna lying. Immediately he came and said, hey, one man is lying here. And they all rushed. And he was none other than Sri Ramakrishna. So good things, bad things, both happen, you know. Suppose, you know, in a solitary place, completely covered, nobody could see, and you have fallen into a coma. Now, how are you going to get rescued? So, yes, you have been freed from disturbances because nobody could see you. But when this danger comes, then also you are not able to protect. We have to take that risk. So leave everything totally upon the divine. Sharanagati. She brought everything. That is yoga kshemam tejati means don't think that you can do it. Only if God wills, it will come. Not otherwise. Such a person, mayam tarati. He crosses over the maya. Yeah, karma phalam jajati. He who gives up, you have a right to do your duties sincerely. Three conditions I said. With devotion, with concentration, and with intelligence. Devotion doesn't mean intelligence. Many devotees are not intelligent. Because if they are intelligent, their curry flavor will improve over the amount of, over the period. But they don't have intelligence. What they knew 50 years back, the aim is they are. You understand what I'm telling? So devotion is, and they also, concentration is there. But intelligence is that. That's why half-boiled paisa. And they don't even know how much sugar or bella they have to put in the paisa. Not little, you know, ishtu paisa, so much bella they pour. It's so sweet. It looks, there is, everything has got a proportion. So well prepared anything, everything is proportionate. So much will be there, so much will be there. That is why McDonald's is scientific. You know, they experiment, hundreds of experiments, everything, all over the world. You cannot prepare in your own way. You have to follow this. And that's why the taste will be exactly the same wherever you go. That is called scientific. Intelligence. So three things. Bhakti is necessary. Concentration is necessary. Intelligence is also necessary. Then you cannot but improve them. This is the one. So, if karma phalam yajati, you have the right to do actions. But somebody praises, somebody doesn't like it. And all those things, no, not your. You give it up. Oh Lord, I offer it to you. Once you offer it to somebody. So, the other day it happened, you know, when I was in Chandigarh, one man came and gave me 100 rupees. Then after a few minutes, the Swami came. So, I said, give it to somebody. Swamiji, I gave it to you. I said, yes, you gave it to me. No, you have no right to say what I will do. I can do whatever I like. It is now mine, not yours. No, I will give Swami separate. No, I said, that's not the thing. But I will do whatever. I know what I am doing. So, some devotees are there like that. Once you give, that belongs to the other person. So karma phala, if you give, then it belongs to God. But we say, yes, I give karma phala. What are you doing? Like a small child. Gives chocolates. If I give chocolates to a child, that child gives it to the parents. It's not giving of karma phala. For safety. That's not the idea. So, yeah. Karmani kindness. Other day we discussed. Karmani means we should not be attached even to karmas. I like this job. I don't like that job. No. Whatever you need to do, you have to do. That is called. Then tato nedvandho bhavati. What is the result? Medvandva means what? Whether if profit comes, loss comes. Happiness comes, unhappiness comes. Whether it is cold or hot. Whether enemy or friend. The mind will not get disturbed. Why doesn't it get disturbed? Because I have offered it, karma phala, to the Lord. I belong to the Lord. Let him do what he likes. If there is any person inimical, that is his business. Because I belong to him. It is for him to protect his things. I belong to. That is called complete sharmanda. Such a person crosses the maya. Then, yo vedanapi sanyasyati kevalam avichinna anuraga anuragaha anuragam labhate. So, yo the person vedan api sanyasyati. He renounces Vedas. What does Vedas mean here? Rituals. You know, some people are, they are so attached to the rituals. Only yesterday I had to talk. Swamiji, you know, this Sundarakanda Parayana is going on, I am exhausted. Who told you to get exhausted? Sundarakanda Parayana, you reduce it. Read one page every day. And rest of the time you take nutritious food and you take rest. Then you will be not, but you are torturing your body. Until this 2 hours Parayana is over, I will not touch any food. And this enervating heat, all these things combined, and you are not a small girl now. You are 60 years old. The body has its own dharma. So you have no right, actually. What do you think she will make pranam? Everything she will do, excepting listening. It doesn't. How many times I told you did it for so many years. Now it is time. You move forward. What is it? Mental. Increase your japa. Increase your meditation. Sit. And sometimes people want to sit on the floor. They think sitting on a sofa, punya will become less. Japa phala will become less. You know, some people have that sentiment. Only if they sit down. Okay, when we are young, when body is okay, you do it. But when age has come, the bones have become brittle, and they don't want, but they can't. At that time, we have to adjust. After all, the body served us for so many years, excepting giving troubles. What wages we have given the body? You know what are the wages of the body? Wages means, so, okay, you are tired, take rest. And you are aged, now reduce your activities. And the body is complaining. Morning to evening, you are overloading. Okay, you served me long time, now I will slowly reduce your loading. That means eat less. So that should not be. That will not come down. So one lady became very fat. She went to a doctor. Doctor said, if you live like this, you will die. So, doctor, what shall I do? I am prescribing you diet food. So for 1 month you try. See me after 1 month. And after 1 month, the lady went. Now she doubled. Doctor said, are you not taking diet food? Says, doctor, what difficulty you landed me in? Along with normal food, I have to have diet food. So, as we age, we have to adjust according to the body. Respect to the body. It served us well. So it is God-given gift. We cannot misuse the body. But most people, they don't listen. Yeah. Every age has got its own. Dharma is there. That is important. So, nirdvandho bhavati vedanapi sanyasyati. It means the rituals make them less. Do more japa. Mentally you do japa. Meditate. Pray. And you don't need to follow external activities too many. Why do you want so many external activities? You know, cooking. Nowadays, you don't need to cook all day. You cook only once a day. Because refrigerator was not there in the past. So you have no option. Food becomes spoiled. But now refrigerator is there. So you cook once, put it there. Or sometimes you cook 5, 10, 15 dishes. And every day you take it out, eat it, and then eat it. Simple food. So for 3 days, 2 days, 3 days, we don't need to cook. But a stupid understanding of, no, this is bashi food, stale food. It's not stale food. Stale food is only when there is no refrigerator. It is fresh. And most of the food we buy also is refrigerated food or fresh food.
It is okay, but at home it is fresh.
You see, the convenience is there. It is not for one day, it is, I think, one day. Every day, cook fresh. And use it for that day. Next day, you cook something else. That reduces, how much it reduces? Pollution is less. And then the consumption also will be, should be. Ramakrishna used to say, night food should be jol khabar motam, like drinking water. Otherwise, a whole night you will be snoring because there's so much of heavy food. And now, doctors are also telling this too much of carbo is not very good. It is taste, unfortunate. So, Vedas means here, rich works. That is what Sri Ramakrishna says. First day, I have met Sri Ramakrishna. He's telling, the Sandhya merges in Gayatri. That means if somebody has done Sandhya rituals for many years, then his devotion to Gayatri becomes firm. So, Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhur Bhuvasva Tat Savitur Varenyam Go Devastra Zvimahi Diyo Yonukuchinchas. And even that long mantra, after some time, you don't need. Gayatri merges in Om. The moment a person says Om, the whole God will be in his mind. Like Sri Ramakrishna used to go into Samadhi. By just uttering the Om, he will go into Samadhi. It should be the result if we have really done it. So slowly think of God more and these rituals less assembly. Kevalam avichinna anuraga labhate. If all these conditions have been fulfilled, what happens? So the first of Kevalam, only. Kevalam means only. Avichinna. Vichinna means broken. Avichinna means unbroken. Taila dharavat. You pour oil from one vessel to the other, it will be one unbroken stream. Anuragaha labhate. Anuragam labhate. Anuraga. Anuraga means what? Divine love. Why? It is called anuraga. Prema is called anuraga. This word is very interesting. Anu means after. Raga means deep attachment. So when does attachment to God come? Only after long sadhana of all these things. Our understanding ultimately only I belong to God, God belongs to me. When that knowledge comes, this is my real mother, real father. Ramakrishna illustrates it through the parable of Homa Bird. It is not a hoop. There is a Homa Bird. It seems it lives in the sky very, 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 very high. And then it lays eggs. And it is not living in a nest. Always it is moving. So the eggs fall. Several days they are falling. And then suddenly they hatch out. And then the chick starts falling. Suddenly it says, if I fall like that, we'll get dashed against the ground. And then we will die. And it goes back to its mother. If the result of all this is, That is God alone is my mother, my father, and I should not be here. Simply the mind goes. That is why beautiful Janaki Sati Jagavati సుజాన జీవ జాగి త్యాగి మూఢత అనురాగ శ్రీహరే. ఓన్లీ వెన్ వీ నో సమ్ నాలెడ్జ్ అబౌట్ గాడ్ దెన్ ది రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈస్ అనురాగ. అను మీన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ నాలెడ్జ్ దెన్ రాగ కమ్స్. దిస్ ఇస్ ది ట్రూత్. యు డోంట్ నో సంబడి దెన్ యూ కాంట్ లవ్ దట్ పర్సన్, యూ కాంట్ హేట్ ఆల్సో. But after knowing the person, and then, oh, this person is a very joyous person. So then, raga or hatred will come. This person is not good. But without knowing, that's why, you know, first time when we meet, we are all great friends. When we start living, then I say, oh, I never knew you turn out to be like that. Of course, he will also reply the same compliment. Kevalam anuchinna anuragam labhate. Then what happens is very beautiful. Satarati satarati sa lokan tarayati. What was the question? Kastarati mayam kastarati mayam. He who develops, practices all these spiritual qualities, sahatarati sahatarati, that person, he alone will cross the maya by the grace of God. Not only he crosses himself, sa lokan tarayati, he becomes a great bridge in his term. That's why Sri Ramakrishna, first he did sadhana. He realizes God. Now he has become a bridge for all of us. So this is the most wonderful thing we have to understand. It's so beautiful, this Narada Buddhism. That's why Sri Ramakrishna says, if you have not obtained authority from God, then your preaching will not affect people. Why? Because you don't know what you are talking about. A person who knows God, who realizes, who knows God, only a person who has seen God. After seeing, he knows God exists and he is of this nature. And then whatever he speaks is an authority. And then people will listen. Otherwise, this is a nice entertainment. So this is, there won't be much effect. But we should not take in that extreme meaning. Some souls, when they are ready, even if somebody is casually talking, that will affect them. So there is a beautiful story. We will stop here. Satarati, sahatarati, all these qualities he has to develop. Such a person alone crosses this maya samsara. That person alone crosses this maya samsara. Not only that, after that, he becomes a boat, like a mountaineer guide. First he will go, and then he has complete knowledge where there are problems, where there is easy method, shortcuts. And then he will also take other people and do not. Every realizable soul is a boat. Okay. But as I said, without practicing, we are not realized souls, but we are struggling. So one thing we have to understand. Suppose you come to me for guidance, spiritual guidance. I can't tell you about God because I am not seeing God. But I know one foot ahead a rasta. So I can tell you one foot ahead. So you are one foot behind. You don't know what is there. Whatever I know, I can tell you. So suppose you also come to the same state. Then God will send somebody who knows another. You, all that you need to do is only one foot. You don't need all the way about it. And it won't remain in the brain also. If you can remember one foot, then put one foot forward. So there is a beautiful story. A man was going to a village, from one village to another village at night. Pitch dark. A Telugu pitchy dark.
Pitchy. Pitchy.
పిచ్చి 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 రకరకాల పిచ్చి
పిచ్చి రకాల
అనే ఒక పాట ఉంది పాత సినిమాల్లో. సో దిస్ పిచ్ డార్క్ కంప్లీట్ డార్క్ ఈ హెడ్ ఏ హరికేన్ అంత నైస్లీ వాజ్ గోయింగ్. సడన్లీ ది థాట్ కేమ్, అరే దిస్ హరికేన్ ల్యాంతర్న్ కెన్ షో మీ లైట్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ 3 feet. ది విలేజ్ ఇస్ 3 miles. హౌ ఎమ్ ఐ గోయింగ్ టు వాక్? సో విత్ దట్ థాట్ హీ సాట్ డౌన్. అనదర్ పర్సన్ వాజ్ ఆల్సో గోయింగ్ విత్ అనదర్ హరికేన్ ల్యాంతర్న్. హీ సెడ్, హే, వై ఆర్ యు సిట్టింగ్ హియర్? ఐ సెడ్, హౌ కెన్ ఐ క్రాస్? దిస్ గివ్స్ లైట్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ 3 feet and the village is 3 miles. This other fellow said, foolish fellow, you just walk 3 feet where the light will show and that hurricane lantern will show you another street. In no time you will reach it. So our problem is we want to reach with one jump like Hanuman. Hanuman can jump, but we cannot jump. So we need guidance only for the next 1 foot. And if we can reach that 1 foot, then God himself will send somebody to show another foot, another foot. We will never lack light to move forward. But we have to be walking on. For that also Sri Ramakrishna told a story. One man wanted to go to some another village. He did not. So he came to a place where the road forked. One rasta like this going, one rasta going. Sometimes in cities also you get. This is also Gundappa rasta. This is also Gundappa rasta. Now you are told to follow Gundappa rasta. Now which Gundappa rasta? Go this way or go that way? Stupid fellows, you know. They should tell this is goes to the south, this is goes to the not like that. So you have to know. Otherwise, sometimes 4 ways also Gundappa rasta. Our Indians are not peculiar. So this is a beautiful story is there. Even an ordinary person sometimes utters ordinary words. But when the aspirant is right, those very words he will interpret in a spiritual life. Whole life. So in Bengal, there was one person called Lala Baba. He was a Jamindar. Very great bhakta. He wanted to take sannyas. He could not take sannyas. 60 years old. So one day, at the afternoon, about 4 o'clock, he was returning from his Jamindari to his home. He had to pass the outside of a village. There was a pond. There was a washerman. And he was supposed to wash the clothes. But for some reason, that day, he did not even start washing the clothes. He had an 8-year-old daughter. So the daughter was addressed with, Baba, Bela Anek Hoyeche. Rekon, Bhashana Kobe Dhube. Bhashana means in Bengali, clothes. When are you going to clean the clothes? Bela Anek Hoyeche means Anek Samay. So much time has passed, Baba. It is about to sunset. When are you going to complete your job? That was what she meant. But this person was ready. Vasana means Purva Janma Samskara. Anek Bela Hoyeche. You are already 60 years old. When are you going to get rid of all your samskaras and move towards God? That is how he interpreted. Told his servant was there, take this horse, take my rich clothes, go home, tell them that I want to take sannyas, I am going to Vrindavan. With that, he went to Vrindavan. He found out a great guru and he got initiated. And then he told, I want to take sannyas. Guru said, wait for sannyas. You are not ready for sannyas. When the time comes, then I will give you sannyas. Now he was living on bhiksha. So he thought, what am I going to do whole day? Let me do some work. He started a shop. And because he was a jamindar, such an expert, slowly within no time, his business has thrived. Big business. Now, in that Vrindavan, there was another rich man who was known for his charities. Previously, that man's name, everybody knows, is a very compassionate person, charitable person. Now, this Lala Babu has come. His business. Now, there is no family. So, whatever profit comes, excepting for his food, everything was donated. In no time, this person's name and fame has drowned the other person's name and Lala Babu, Lala Babu, Lala Babu, Lala Babu, Lala Babu, everywhere Lala Babu. The other person felt very bad. Until this person came, my name, everybody knows my name. Now nobody knows my name. So then, one day suddenly he was sitting, and then the thought came, hey, hello, what are you doing? You came here. You got such a great guru, and you asked for sannyasa. Is this the preparation for sannyasa? That day awakening thing. He sold the ore, distributed the money. Previously he was earning and eating. Now next day he started. So he understood. I have hurt that man. So he went first to his home and said, Bhikshamji. The son of that rich man's son. He looked at it, ran inside and, Baba, Baba, do you know who is standing for Bhiksha outside? That Lala Babu, because of whose name, your name has become obscure. That man came out. Tears were running from it all. Because, see, this great name and fame, and he is standing there, give me Bhiksha, you are greater, I am only a beggar. So, he apologized to him and gave Bhiksha. Then after that, Lala Babu went to his guru and said, am I ready now for sannyas? Guru said, yes, now you are ready. And he gave him sannyas. Then he commanded him that you have ability, serve the society, go back to Kolkata and start ashramas and start schools and you help poor people to come back. So he has got several schools called near Belur Mat. Is Lala Baba, big Ashkama is there. So many things are there. Wonderful story. So what is the story about? A man was passing. Some girl had addressing the father, Baba, anek bela hoiche. And when are you going to clean your clothes? And he understood it. You are already so aged. When are you going to clean your samskara? So you see, he is understanding it in his own way. the word, now it came. Kobe pashana pudave. When are you going to burn your samskaras? Pudave means, and there is a kind of lantern tree pith. It produces tremendous heat. So the boil water, put that inside, it becomes like soap, then put all the cloths there, and then that is called pudam, burning. So that was the word. He understood, when am I going to burn all my samskaras? Is that the conversion? And then he went to this. So when we are ready, even ordinary words will transform our lives. But until we are ready, we have to pray, work, avichinna, anuragam, lakate, sahatarati, sahatarati, sahulokahan, dharayati. O Jatni, Shavadam, Devi, Ramadrishna, Chidaburam, Pavadapati, Tayrasikvara, Pranamaham, Devi.